This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Last Friday week, we held our activity night for the month of March. What an entertaining night it was. John, VK5DJ, frustrated by clunky and unreliable garden watering systems, found an article in a well-known Australian electronics magazine on using an Arduino to build a fully automated and very configurable system. Being an avid tinkerer, this was too much for John, and so he gathered the parts and built one. He guided us through a description of the block diagram. We were then shown photographs of the printed circuit board and a schematic of his garden. He has it set up with the front garden in one sector and the back is divided off into a lawn section and a flower bed section. Each section has multiple sprinklers, either pop-up or sprays, and each can be individually and automatically switched on or off with multiple variable timings, etc. Thank you, John, for a talk that inspired a couple of members to have a closer look at the August 2023 issue of that magazine. John's presentation was followed by Maxwell, VK5 Alpha Charlie, giving an in-depth insight into the operation of our recently donated Marconi test set 52995R. Maxwell described the workings of this 30-odd-year-old marvel in simple terms that we could all follow. Although it can analyse many things, the controls are well thought out and logically labelled, making it easy and fast to set up and use. For this talk, Greg VK5ZGY had brought along one of the video cameras that we use for the hill climb, and this was pointed at the front of the Marconi unit, and the resulting video was displayed on a 40-inch screen sitting on the front table. This innovative idea allowed all present to see what was going on from their seats without everyone having to crowd around Maxwell trying to see what was happening. Well done, Maxwell and Greg, for thinking outside the square on that one. John, VK5DJ, then gave us an insight into the uses for the Tektronix TDS-210 oscilloscope that recently came into our possession. John rates this particular unit very highly as being quite accurate and easy to operate whilst being quite affordable. Our little group now has quite an impressive array of test equipment available for member use at no cost, and we also have the expertise to show any member who may not be confident how to use these bits of kit. Thanks, fellas, for yet another very informative evening. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators, enthusiasts and shortwave listeners. This is VK5 LSB and my name is David with some news and notes on behalf of the Wison Australian Committee. The Wison Australian Net was held last weekend on Sunday the 3rd of March and was a special event net incorporating the Wison Australia Digital Working Group, which has recently been formed. The WISE Australia Digital Format Working Group, which is being championed by Mr. Steph Daniels, VK5 HSX and his team, have been working on to advise and develop digital messaging modes that might be suitable to enhance our capabilities in the field for WISE Australia, but also for amateurs who are home-based. It is important to stress that we're experimenting only in digital formats, and voice communications from a handheld upwards are still needed for future activity, as analogue communications are going to remain as the mainstay form of communications for WISE Australia in the field. WISE Australia invited all amateurs to participate in this net to assist us in trialling whether JS8 call is an effective mode for communications in the field for WISE Australia, but also is it an effective mode of communications for you to communicate from your home QDH to other amateurs. The event on the night was great for the hobby, with a support network being provided on a Zoom video broadcast, and at one stage during the night we had 16 amateur radio operators online at the same time of the WISE Australia Zoom broadcast, and we needed someone on Zoom listening to the repeater to address some issues and relay to our host as possible and report back. It was a busy time for all and a learning curve for us regarding future technical activity nights. One member, Phil VK5PKN, was able to utilise JS8 call with a basic mobile antenna that was mounted approximately 2 metres from the ground with a transceiver transmitting at 2 watts via 2 metres upper sideband. Yes, you heard right, 2 watts and 2 metres on upper sideband, and was able to make contact and send digital text messages and receive messages from across the York Peninsula up to Gawler and down to the Christie's Beach area from his QDH, which is McGill. This highlighted that the format JS8 call could be quite beneficial to amateurs that reside in retirement villages or units that don't have availability to erect large HF antennas to still be able to participate in the hobby. There will be a follow-up session again in the very near future with a Zoom technical net being organised online by our resident senior technical officer, Arno VK5ZAR, to assist amateurs in JS8 call and other digital formats. So stay tuned for future Sunday WIA broadcast and the Wireless and South Australian Facebook page for information in the near future. If you have further questions or require assistance in JS8 call or its software, then send an email to, if you've got your pens and paper ready, digital://group@sa/wireson/org/au. I say again, digital.group@sa.wison.org.au. For further information and clarification of this broadcast is available on the Wireless Australian Facebook page. This has been David, VK5LSB, and on behalf of the Wireless Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening, looking forward to volunteering alongside of you all at the next event, or chatting to you on the airwaves. 73 all, and have a great day.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's AHARS news. Friday lunch at the Blackwood RSL was a little down on numbers this week, but those of us who attended had a good day. I was able to show my new Quansheng UVK5(8) with the Exuma 0.22 firmware update. This gives the capability to view a waterfall display of the band to which the radio is currently tuned. Very handy. The tech session on Saturday the 2nd was well attended, and people were genuinely interested in the low-cost simple dual-band VHF-UHF antennas that I had made. Quite a few people took note of the URLs so they could look up design and build data. A relatively cheap way of getting a bit better performance out of your handheld if you want to get into the repeaters. Don't forget that the next monthly general meeting on the 21st of March will be an internal buy and sell event. If you want to reserve a table to sell some of your own stuff, please drop Jeff, VK5JB, an email at secretary@ahars.au. There will also be a number of tables with the remaining items from the Lee Turner estate. We are hoping to wind this up after this event, so come and make an offer. We can only refuse, but if it's anywhere near half reasonable, you might be surprised. The information for our regular weekly nets is the Monday night AHARS 2 meter net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 2000. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you have 80 metre capability. The ANZA DX net, the Australian, New Zealand and Africa net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC, with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. Listen out for Shirley, VK5YL, and Paul, VK5PAS, on alternate Thursdays, but all are welcome any day. Check out the information on the nets on our website at www.ahars.au and also have a look at the AHARS Facebook group page. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so that we can share things with all our members. Well, that's all for now from me, so keep working the airwaves and making contacts and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello, everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, last Friday night, we had a show and tell, and there was lots of interesting items on display. And Brian, VK5VI, gave us an update on how the repeater VK5RHO is progressing. Solar panels are now installed and working, so thanks once again, Brian, for all the work that you and your minions are doing up there. And then Graham, VK5GM, showed us his valve testing set and gave us a demonstration of it. Haven't seen one of those for a while. And Graham said that he'd be happy to test any valves that people thought were a bit sus. So, yeah, good on you there, Graham. Neville, VK5ZNP, showed us all a ballon that he'd wound up for one of his HF wire antennas. And then Trevor, VK5ATQ, had a pair of 2-metre antennas, and one was a J-pole with an interesting adjustment method on it, and the other was a skeleton slot antenna. So thanks for those Trevor. And then Tony, VK5FBIC, finished off the night showing us a very interesting magnifying camera projector, which would be ideal for showing small details of circuits, etc. So many thanks to all of those who brought along those interesting items. Now, once again, the Northeast Radio Club has been invited to participate in the Tea Tree Gully Heritage Museum Open Day. So we had a great time there last time, and this year it will be on Sunday the 17th of March, and it will be from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. Once again, we'll be setting up Morse code demonstrating and also having various amateur transceivers on display and working. So come along and represent the Northeast Radio Club and spread the word about amateur radio. So don't forget to wear your badges and let everybody know who you are. That's Sunday the 17th of March at the Tea Tree Gully Heritage Museum. Now, the Northeast Radio Club will be having a buy and sell on Sunday the 14th of April, and the venue will be our usual meeting hall, the Modbury West Community Hall. Sellers tables $15 for non-members and $10 for members, and entry for buyers will be $5. The doors will open at 10:30 a.m. for the sellers to set up their tables, and the buyers can enter and start purchasing at 11 a.m. And there will be a barbecue happening, and also tea, coffee and soft drinks available. So that will be on Sunday the 14th of April for the Northeast Radio Club buy and sell. And finally, we will be having a Fifth Friday lunch this month, but it can't be on the Fifth Friday because That's Good Friday. But the fifth Friday lunch will be on Thursday, the 28th of March. And we'll let you know the venue on next week's meeting. So stay tuned next week for the broadcast and find out where the fifth Friday lunch on Thursday will be. Well, that's all we have for this week. Don't forget to stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les. VK5 KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, or depending on when you're listening, good afternoon or good evening. This is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Our March meeting is on Friday the 15th at the Fulham Gardens Community Centre, with doors opening at 7 p.m. This month's presentation will be from Scott, VK2JAX, on the Hermes Lite 2, an open-source direct conversion software-defined transceiver. If you've never come along to one of our meetings, we'd love to see you there, and all guests are welcome. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast via Zoom. As usual, check out the AREG website for more information on this and other upcoming events at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.